I go out and buy an album, I download the available MP3s off the internet. I check out the other songs just to make sure that there's more than just the two singles that have been released. And if the entire CD sounds like something I'd be interested in, then I go out and purchase the CD.
In fact, not wanting web surfers to find a bunch of American parks when they were looking for the band online, the guys decided to change the spelling of the band's name. With that, the familiar Linkin Park spelling was created, and that allimportant.com was theirs.
Oh yeah, I think definitely the internet thing is, it has not been overrated as far as what it's done for music. I could make a song right now, put it in MP3 format and email it out to X amount of people, you know? All those people would hear it. All those people might be A&R people. Maybe they would trash it or whatever, but that's not the point. The point is, if I wanted to, I could do it, and a lot of people are doing it. Napster, I mean, there's been groups that are small and just getting off the ground, like back to the independent record thing, and they're not on the radio, but they're on Napster. So people go to Napster and then they can immediately download that song. It just builds up a hype. A lot of different things. I've seen people with MP3.com that are earning money. I haven't got into all that. That's not really my thing. I'd rather sell mixtapes on the street and make money that way. But for the people who are into that, hey, you know, I mean, I think the internet definitely has changed the way people get their music out there.
I personally think that in theory, yes, it could be beneficial. In application, I don't know that it is. The fact that there may be 200,000 or 2 million songs available on the internet for somebody to listen to doesn't mean that somebody's going to take the time to actually go through and listen to 30 seconds of each song. So consequently, with the internet, it becomes more of a concept of preaching the converted, that the artists that people are hearing on the radio and seeing videos on MTV and various other video programs, those artists are getting the most hits on the internet. Just because you can put a video or a song on the internet does not necessarily mean anybody's going to listen to it or view it. And so in theory, yes, the fact that you could access all this information and this new music is great. In application, it doesn't seem to really have been that effectual yet. As the technology changes, who knows what may happen in the future.
Hip-hop is part of American culture, and some say that DJs are metal's new heroes. Following in the footsteps of bands such as Korn and Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park incorporated a DJ as well as an MC into their lineup.
To me, hip-hop is taking over. It's taking over everything. It's taking over fashion. It's taking over speech. So the rock world really can't escape it. They kind of have no choice, you know what I'm saying? And not every rock band or not every good rock band, but I've gone as far as listening to a Metallica song randomly and hear like a pause. Like, I was like, wait a second, like it sounded like a DJ stopping the record and the song started again. I mean, that's Metallica. They might not have even acknowledged, because the rest of the song didn't have rapping or scratching or, but to me it's just taking over, so they have no choice. And you know, it's just, that's the evolution of music to me, because like, rock used to be like more like a culture, like almost kind of a movement, like in the 50s and 60s, and it's not anymore. Now it's just, you know, it's cool, it's music, but hip-hop is like what rock used to be. So just like rock influenced jazz and blues and took it to a certain level, that's what hip-hop is doing with the influence of the earlier rock, sure. But you know, I feel like the most successful rock bands have turntables now because people just want hip-hop.
I think the hip-hop influence on alternative music does add a little bit more spice. I personally like hardcore, just, you know, I like the fact that, you know, when there's just guitars and stuff like that, but the Linkin Park, you know, the fact that they do have a DJ, their music is absolutely excellent. So yeah, I do think that having that hip-hop influence does make it more interesting, more exciting.
It just depends on how open the band is, really, because, you know, a turntable can, you can do anything. You can make melodies with it. I mean, you can, you know, you could even make like a bass line. Like you could be the bassist in a song. Bass player could stop playing. You could be the drummer for a song. It depends on how open the band is, because I feel like sometimes a lot of rock bands that don't understand it, they feel like it's too loud in the mix. They maybe hate on it a little bit. They feel like it's taking over their job. It just, like I said, it depends on how much the band will appreciate what you're doing and allow you to write music without being scared of you taking over, basically.
I have a unique take on that whole issue, because there was a facet of rap music that I am one of the pioneers of, which is kind of the Chicago sound, the Midwest sound, or whatever you might call it, in rap. Initially, and the people around me all felt like, you know, these people are taking from me. And as I thought about it, I realized that they're not necessarily taking from me. What they're doing is they're taking what I do and making it more acceptable to people who hadn't heard me, or that I may not have been able to reach.
Well, I don't really know if rock music was dead, but it's just that because hip hop has such a strong force and essence, once it's connected with anything else, it's just so much energy and so much life added to it, where it just makes whatever it was before that just look just that much smaller. And then once rap is connected or added on to it or plays any part to it, it just looks that much bigger.
Critics and fans alike can't deny that Linkin Park's Joseph Hahn is far from your average metal DJ. Mixed with the MC talents of Mike, and it's not hard to see how Linkin Park take the hip-hop metal crossover up to the next level. You just can't ignore those big fat grooves.
I think there's a lot of parts on that record that many people wouldn't even know are the DJ at that point. There's a lot of sound effects, just odd manipulations of sounds that people don't necessarily associate with a DJ, because it's not a scratch or it's not a particular performance part. It's just it's a nice sound effect that kind of sits in the back of the mix, but adds so much to the song. So yeah, just that opposed to the live, where the live it is more of a performance type of thing, a lot of scratching and that type of thing.
You may kick ass on stage, but it's no good unless the fans can jump around to it at home too. The guys had put a 6-track CD out when they were called Hybrid Theory to get the ball rolling, but this only had a limited release. What they really wanted was a full-on album. With Warner Brothers paying the bill, the guys found themselves at NRG Studios. It was here that the guys pulled out all those songs they'd written over the years.
Basically, the first day of the session would be the setup day. Everybody comes in, you know, they set up their instruments and you know, how they feel most comfortable. The engineers spends the day basically getting the sounds. There's not a whole lot of performing, recording that generally goes on in the first day. Being that most people spend 6 to 8 weeks here, it's just kind of like moving into, it's kind of like going to college for your first day. Everybody's just getting settled in and kind of, you know, making themselves feel at home. And then the day is spent, you know, getting a lot of sounds and, you know, just through the basic setup process. And then from there, the magic begins, I guess you would say, the recording process. And that generally starts with drums. Drums is generally the first thing that gets recorded. And everything's just built on top of that. Generally when the drums are recorded, everybody's playing along. And everybody else's instruments are just considered scratch tracks, which may or may not get used in the final product, generally not. And then after that, that's really the only time the full band plays together. After that, everybody's recording their parts individually in the overdubbing process, as it's called.